gather to worship Christ, the newborn King, Jesus, the one foretold by prophets hundreds of years before his birth. One of the prominent themes of the Christmas story is that of hope. It was this hope that sustained the chosen people of God, the nation of Israel, as they awaited the promised Messiah. The prophet Isaiah had assured them that their hope would be realized in a child, and that this child would be called Emmanuel, God with us. The hope of the ages resided then, as it does today, in the promised Son of God. Isaiah once said that God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. Never is that more evident than in the Christmas story. Rulers, kings, and anointed leaders typically arrive from places of prominence with royal announcements and pedigrees. But in the birth of Christ, nothing follows normal protocol. The prophet Micah foretold of the tiny village of Bethlehem from which this promised Messiah would come. But until that day arrived, Israel impatiently waited in darkness and despair, longing for an end to the seemingly endless night.
Longing for Emmanuel. Longing,
A young couple from the small village of Nazareth, Joseph and Mary, were engaged to be married when they had an unexpected encounter with God. Angelic visits to each of them individually confirmed the unimaginable, that they had been chosen by the Creator of the universe to become the earthly parents to the long-awaited Messiah. Once this child was born, they were to name him Jesus, for he would save his people. Initially overwhelmed at this unexpected news, they willingly accepted the call of God to be his humble servants. When Mary was nearing the end of her pregnancy, Caesar Augustus issued a decree for a census to be taken of the entire Roman world. Each family was to return to their ancestral home for registration. Joseph, taking Mary, returned to his hometown of Bethlehem, the city of David. Upon arrival, they took up temporary residence in a stable because they had been unable to find a place to stay. While they were there, Mary gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger. On this night, the Holy Child, Heaven's Child, the Son of God, had come to earth.
Holy Child, heaven.
It was an ordinary night on a Judean hillside just outside of Bethlehem, where there were shepherds keeping watch over their flocks. Shepherds were unlikely candidates for earth-shattering news, but this was a night like none other. Suddenly, the blackness shone with extraordinary light as an angel proclaimed to them the news of Christ's birth. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. He is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. The skies were instantly filled with a great company of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and peace on earth." The shepherds immediately went with haste to Bethlehem to see this newborn child.
Run, shepherds, run and see the baby. Run, shepherds, to Bethlehem. Run, shepherds, run and see the baby. See the baby born, the great I am.
Upon arriving at the stable, the shepherds did indeed witness what the angel had told them, a young mother and father, a humble manger stall, and the newborn holy child. All who heard the story of what the shepherds had witnessed were amazed. The young maiden Mary, chosen mother of God, treasured all of this in her heart. As Bethlehem slept, the King of the ages had come into the very world his tiny hands had once helped create. Earthly parents and shepherds could only marvel at the miracle before them.
Before the pale on the star,
The story of Christmas, God becoming human, is filled with the unlikeliest developments. Only God could conceive such a plan. He chose an unlikely setting for the story, the tiny village of Bethlehem. An unlikely couple, the supporting characters in this story, Joseph and Mary. God chose an unlikely audience through which to broadcast the news of Christ's birth, common shepherds. And he chose a newborn infant as the lead character in this life-changing story of redemption, love, and grace. Jesus, the Holy Child of Bethlehem. This is the compelling story of Christmas. This is the miraculous story of Bethlehem's child. Thinking that all we need now is an offering and a sermon, huh? We want to thank Eugene and James and Samuel and Young Kyung again for their beautiful music to open us tonight. And Brenda and the Kingdom Kids, who must be eating all the food downstairs. And to Eric for running the sound for us. And also, oh yeah, go. And then Betty Miller and her crew who are in charge of the food happening downstairs. They did a wonderful job. And then, of course, to the choir who put in a lot of hours in making that happen tonight as well. And I think, having thanked everybody, I'm going to pray, and then we'll go downstairs and eat. Father in heaven, we thank you for the occasion of celebrating the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We thank you for your spirit in this place tonight as we sing and as we hear the music. We just pray you get all the glory in our hearts and our lives as we lead up to Christmas, that the way we walk in this world will be such a way that would make the teaching about you attractive. And we pray that we would continue to be able to be your messengers, your ambassadors on this earth. Glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. In Jesus' name, amen. The food is downstairs. You can find your way there.